there's music in the air when the infant born is nigh, and faint its blushes sing on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, the little place at your own hometown, where folks are friendly and get fun out of doing the simple things like old-fashioned singing. In fact, the singing group down our way is just about the busiest group in town. They have a mighty good man as their leader, Eli Jenkins. He's also town grocer and sheriff, but the singing group is closest to his heart. They come up to the parlor over his grocery store to practice. It's like one big family when they all gather. Tonight, Eli has something special on his mind. His wife, Jenny, says she can always tell.
Yes, sir, Eli. You always scratch your head when something's going on inside. Just think and make it itch, darling.
Yeah, you so, Jenny. I didn't even know I was doing it. I guess I just can't forget something I saw this afternoon.
What was it, Eli?
Well, Ben, you remember after I left your feed store, I was going into Shelby Junction to see a friend of mine?
Yeah.
Well, this friend of mine is now working at a home for kids that ain't got a home.
Oh, you mean an orphanage, Eli?
No, Patience, they don't like to call it an orphanage. They say it seems friendlier and warmer if they just call it a home.
How many children do they have, Eli?
Oh, I guess about 20, but doggone it, those kids sure ain't very well off. Oh, they feed them good, and they all have warm beds, but that ain't enough.
No, kids need a dad and a mom and a home of their own.
Yeah, they sure do, Ben. And the surprising part is that there's a lot of couples that'd like to have a child, yet they don't seem to think of getting out and adopting one.
Land sakes, I know a lot of wives who'd just love to get a little baby like that.
And that's another thing, Patience. The fellow who runs this home was telling me that most women do think of a baby when they want to adopt a child. They never stop to consider that there are older children who need homes even worse than the babies.
I guess that's right. Because if babies are fed and cared for proper, that's about all they need. But an older child begins to see what he's missing.
Yeah.
That little brain of his goes to work and he realizes that he ain't got as much as the other kids have got.
Some folks take the attitude that you don't know what you're getting when you adopt a child. Well, tarnation, ain't a child, and if that's really worrying them so, they can tell a lot better what the child is going to be when he's a few years old than they can when he's just a few weeks old.
That's right. Character starts to develop in him.
I sure wish we could help them kids somehow.
Now, don't pretend to me, Eli Jenkins.
Huh?
You had something all figured out even before you brought the matter up. What is it?
Oh, shucks, Jenny. You know me too darn well.
I ought to after 33 years.
Well, I was just wondering if each one of us couldn't try to make it our job, maybe to see to it that they get some of the things that kids want.
You know, I think that's a wonderful idea, Eli. By golly, I'll do anything in the world.
Now, if each one would chip in $10...
I got a better notion, if I can speak up, Eli.
Yeah?
Even $10 from each of us ain't going to buy much for all those kids. But I read in the newspaper once about a minister who really did something grand with a little bit of money.
What was it, Ben?
Well, he needed some money for the church, and he couldn't seem to raise it from the congregation's collections. So one Sunday he passed the plates as usual, but instead, the folks putting money in, they took it out.
What?
Yep, he had $10 bill for each one of them in the church, and they was kind of amazed. But after they had each taken one of the bills, he told them what he'd like them to do.
Oh, well, this don't make sense.
He asked
then
each member to put that $10 to work. The ladies could take it and buy material to make aprons or potholders or knit socks. And the gents could buy wood to make bookcases or something of the sort. Why, even the young people took $10 apiece. And they bought polish and rags to go out and clean cars or anything they could think of.
Oh, I'm beginning to get the idea.
So each church member went out of that church with $10 to put to work to make more money for the church. They had 1 month in which to see just how much each one could make their ten grow. And at the end of time, they all came in with their earnings. Of course, there was a few who pocketed the ten, but there weren't many.
Well, how much did it earn, Ben?
I can't rightly remember, but I know that each person increased the amount many times. And when they brought it in, it more than paid for what was needed to be done for the church. And in doing it this way, the folks had all been brought a lot closer together.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Well, it sure is.
Oh, we could do something like it, couldn't we, Ben? Cliff and Marion should be along soon, and counting them, there's six of us in the singing group, and if we was each to take $10 and see how big we could make it grow, we might be able to do a really worthwhile thing for the kids over at that home.
That's just exactly what I was thinking.
Ben, we'll do it. Each of us will take $10 and see just how big and how fast we can make it grow.
A week has passed since Eli told the singing group his idea of wanting to do something for the homeless children over in Shelby Junction. They eagerly followed the money-raising scheme that Ben suggested. Tonight they're gathering to report on how much each has been able to make his $10 grow.
Marion, while we're waiting for the others to come, how about you practicing your soprani solo? We'll try to kind of sneak the singing in so it won't interrupt talking about our $10.
Well, of course, Mr. Jenkins.
Good. Fine, Marion. I guess everybody's here at last.
Oh, except Cliff, and it ain't like him to be late.
Oh, he had a little something yet to finish, Mr. Jenkins. He'll be along soon.
You sure always keep tab on that boy, don't you, Marion?
Oh, I know.
I was just kidding, honey. It ain't no secret that you two like one another. I just can't understand why you don't do something about it.
Eli, that's their affair.
Well, I put in with Eli. I like to know what's going on.
And we're all aware of that, Patience. But let's just drop the subject and get to discussing important things.
Oh, so love ain't important.
Oh, guys darn, I'm sorry I even brought it up.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Jingles. I know it's interest on your part.
It's interest on my part, too.
I got another name for it.
Ben, are you meaning that I gossip?
Doggone it, there's always something that keeps me from answering that.
Oh, evening, Cliff. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Jenkins. Evening, everybody.
Hello.
I suppose you've all been sitting around talking about me.
Well, I hadn't said a word, not a word.
Don't be so touchy, Patience. Cliff thought that was a funny joke.
Yeah, I can see I was wrong.
Well, folks, we're all gathered now, and it's time to make a report on what each of us has been able to do.
Yeah, we started with $10 apiece, and we've been putting in all our spare time making it grow. Now, who'll speak up first?
Well, hasn't anybody got anything to report?
So they won't talk, eh? Eh, I guess I'll have to use my sheriff's tactics and make them talk.
Before you do that, Eli, let's hear the song you're going to do for me at the patriotic meeting of the Ladies' Aid. Remember, I'm president now, and you got to sing good.
You got to sing good. All right, Ma, get the organ. Sound the chord.
America, America, God shed his
Chicago will be all right, I guess.
Be all right. Now, wait a minute. Now, my cross-examination. You, Ben Potts, since it was your ID, I'll cross-examine you first. Now, you left this here parlor a week ago with $10. What have you been doing with it?
Well, I went straight home and rolled it up in an old sock. And then I stuffed it into my mattress. But I guess I stuffed it in too fur, because I spent the rest of the week pulling the cotton out and looking for the $10.
Oh, Ben, can't you be serious?
But I am. You ought to see my mattress. Of course, I didn't let that lick me. I took another $10 and went to work with it. I kept thinking, how could I best make money with that $10? And so I bought me a pair of rabbits.
Ben?
And then I skinned them and made little fur buttons for the ladies to sew on their coats.
Oh.
Why, what do you think I done with it, Jenny?
Well, never mind.
Well, now, if that ain't a clever idea.
And the buttons sold like fury. I got 12 out of one skin, 11 out of the other. And then I sold the tails to a widdy to put on her hat.
Well, ain't you the clever one? Why, next thing we know, you'll become a dress designer.
See, if I could use up the gunny sacks from my feed store that way, I'd be tempted to try.
Did you really make money off your fur buttons, Ben?
I sure did. Spent only $5 on the first rabbits, and I made $19.25.
Well,
I've got 4 more rabbits now, and by the time I'm through, every lady down our way will have fur buttons.
If you just wait a while before skinning the rabbits, you may have enough buttons for every lady in the county.
Well, that would take a lot of rabbits, Mrs. Jenkins.
Well, if you weren't such a city girl, Marion, you'd know that Ben is probably going to have a lot of rabbits.
Oh.
Well, that's a fine record, Ben. At this rate, you'll have about $60 that you made from the 10 you started with.
That's very good. Let's hope the rest of us can do as well.
Now, Cliff, before we start asking you what you've accomplished, I think we better get some singing done. You know, you've got to have that solo ready for Laura Sue's wedding next week.
That's right. We can't let Laura Sue down.
All right, Jenny, let's have a chord.
Like the rose that proud in beauty grows, and boasteth that she's so wondrous fair. But she's like the violet blue, ever modest, ever true, from her leafy bower perfuming the still night air. Oh, she's gentle, loving, mild. She's artless as a child. Her clustering tresses softly flowing down. Calling August thaw, my true love, my snowy-breasted pearl. If I sigh, a sudden fear comes o'er her, and a tear stands quivering within her downcast eye. When I smile, those orbs of azure gleam forth with love and pleasure, like sudden glory bursting through a clouded sky. If I claim her for my bride, she trembles at my side and gently lifts her eyes with looks so tender. I love thee, only thee, my calling again. My true love, my snowy breast.
ought to make for a mighty happy marriage, having that as a wedding song.
Well, can't we find out how the others have done with their $10? I'm so anxious to learn.
You bet your life. Who wants to speak up next?
I will, Eli, because I think I had a kind of good idea.
Well, what was it, Patience?
Well, I got old cigar boxes and painted them up fancy and filled them with cookies, which I made, and then sold them for $1 a box.
And if I remember how good your cookies are, you had no trouble disposing of the boxes.
Well, if you want to find out how good they are, I got just one box left.
I asked for it. All right. You've got a buyer for your last box.
Goody. That makes a total of 42 boxes I've sold. I got the cigar boxes free. Of course, I had to chase all over this end of the country to find that many, but that makes it all profit anyway.
Hey, Patience, I'm proud of you. $42 to go to them little kids.
Well, after that record, I'm ashamed of what I've done.
Now, don't feel that way, Marion. Tell us about it.
Well, I found a little store over in Shelby Junction that was closing out stationery, so I bought $9 worth and $1 worth of water paints. Then I hand-painted flowers and borders on the stationery. So far, I've only been able to sell half of it.
That sounds wonderful, Marion. But why don't you also paint names or initials on the notepaper?
Why, of course. I'll bet I could do it to order then and ask even more for it. That's a good idea.
Sure. See how much you need me?
I'll clear about $25 on the deal if I can do that.
And you were apologizing for that? Shucks, we're doing great.
Before we tell, how about you relating what you've done, Cliff?
Well, I think I have a little bit of a surprise. Could I save it to last?
Of course you could, boy.
It's an awfully good idea. And I can say that freely because it was really Marion's idea.
There you go again. Why, you two can't breathe without first consulting the other one.
Oh, Patience, we got off of that subject.
I guess it's our turn, Eli. Shall I tell him?
Yeah, go ahead, Ma. You see, folks, Jenny and me kind of went in together on our idea.
Yes, because I wanted to do cooking to make money, and by taking Eli in on it, I got the groceries wholesale.
What kind of cooking, Jenny?
Well, I guess I ought to say canning, really. I put up preserves and vegetables and things in big gallon containers, and then sold them to clubs and organizations for their dinners and suppers. They seemed awful glad to get them, and I was awful glad to make the money.
Yes, I guess we'd all work twice as hard if it meant bringing a smile to the little fellers over in that home.
Cliff,
you're the only one that hasn't spoken yet.
Yeah, but now before Cliff, though, starts on his story, seems to me we better get some more practicing done. We mustn't neglect our singing for anything.
Oh, I'm dying of suspense. I can't even guess what Cliff has done.
It'll keep. Let Ben do his solo first.
Oh, Eli, why did you have to mention it? We could have heard his idea first, and then Ben could sing.
Jenny, you women are all so curious. Can't you wait a minute?
Well, let's hurry and get the singing over with. Come on, Ben.
Now, is that a nice way to talk?
Well, I don't mean it bad, Ben. I love to hear your voice, but it's just that right now I'd rather hear Cliff's idea.
No hard feelings. I understand, Jenny. Bells of the sea, are you ringing for me? Ringing and singing the old melody. Somewhere tonight on that rolling foam, someone is longing for sweetheart and home.
Thank you.
you might wait for the last notes of the music to die out before you seem so eager, Patience.
Sure, I agree with Mr. Jenkins. We can wait a while before I bore you with my story.
Bore us?
All right, let's do wait. See if I care.
Well, now, there ain't no need carrying things too far. Come on, Cliff, tell us.
Guess now's as good a time as any.
Well, if it ain't, you're going to be sorry. Even if my name is Patience, I'm running out of it.
Oh, she's threatening me. Guess I'd better talk. Well, it's just this. I had a sign painted with a $10.
You what?
Had a sign painted?
You spent all that $10 on a sign? Land sakes, that don't make sense.
Well, tell him what the sign said, Cliff.
You tell him, honey. It was your idea anyway.
Well, I just pointed out to Cliff that he has a big plot of ground out behind his gas station. It's level and has big shade trees, so why not put it to use?
Well, I still don't get it. How can you cultivate ground with a sign?
It all depends on what the sign says. This one reads, Cliff's Trailer Park.
What? Ooh. Trailer Park? Now, what do you think of that?
Well, we aren't far from the main highway, and when it gets known that there's a delightful trailer park down our way, I'm sure people will flock to it.
Well, if that ain't the cleverest thing I ever heard of.
Of course, I haven't made any money yet. That's why I'm a little apologetic about it. But I've one trailer already, and in a month I should have quite a few.
And you mean that all the money you make off of that you're going to...
I'll donate to the home, of course. Why, wasn't it the $10 that put me in business in the first place?
Well, I think that's mighty grand. I ain't never heard nothing much nicer than you wanting to continue giving from your trailer income.
Oh, you're all making a fuss over this. I'm doing no different than the rest of you. Just spreading it out over a longer time.
While we're all feeling so kind of good, don't you think it'd be nice to sing one of them pretty old hymns?
I sure do, Eli. Let's sing the one we did in church last Sunday.
All right, Ma. Sound the chord. I think we all feel kind of good tonight because we've been doing something that's going to bring a whole lot of happiness to others.
Yes, to some little kids that ain't had the sunshine that ought to be in their lives.
If only we could stop more often and give a thought to the little ones that are growing up without a mom and a dad. Little children that are nobody's children.
I like to think of them as everybody's children because, in a sense, we're all responsible.
Yeah, that's right, Ma. If folks everywhere had just set their minds to helping orphans, it'd be like a whole new world opening up to those little kids. It takes just a little bit of effort from a lot of people to make a great big difference. There are homeless children everywhere, and each person can help if he really wants to. And after being around the little kids, you might suddenly realize that it'd bring the most happiness in the world into your life to be the adopted parent of one of nobody's children.
lights are going out down our way. It's time to say goodbye again. The folks have had a satisfying evening, the kind that comes from having helped others. But then we know that's why their singing sounds so beautiful, because they all have mighty big hearts. Down Our Way is written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr. This is a Commodore production.